There was a interesting compare and contrast that I think a lot of people missed. I want to just spend a moment here going back. This was on August 6th. Atlantic City and Ventura cops came across Amir Johnson, Pennsylvania man. Three Ventura officers opened fire after Johnson came after them holding a broken glass bottle. And one cop from Atlantic City did try to use a taser before the shooting, but the stupid thing didn't work. It's still under investigation, and New Jersey law requires a grand jury to eventually review it. This all started, a postal worker called 911, said a man was bleeding from his neck, running around West End Avenue. He was just stopping traffic in the middle of the road. The postal worker calling in said, I don't know if he's on something. And the dispatcher sent the police. Officers trying to talk Johnson down as he paced on and off the road for about 10 minutes. There's a video of all this. Johnson ignored commands to sit down, drop the bottle he was holding, all the while he was mumbling to himself, shouting at officers. Johnson was saying he wanted to get hit by cars, wanted the cops to shoot him. Cops, you know, kept their distance, backing up as he got closer. They'd called for a negotiator, but still unclear whether one got there before the shooting happened. Johnson became more and more agitated the more police officers showed up. And when Johnson finally ran toward the cops, Ventura officers opened fire. Johnson collapsed on the road, broken bottle next to him, but the officers continued to still yell at him to drop the bottle. Look at the video as best it can show, at least what was publicly available. It's not really clear if he was still holding it. About 30 seconds after the cops pulled their triggers, they got down on Johnson and moved him slightly, tried to handcuff his hands behind his back, but he was still fighting. Wound up being pronounced dead at 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center, Atlantic City. And I present this story, which, you know, the full detail still to be determined through state and grand jury investigation. But let's take that police shooting and compare it with the confrontation with police that did receive much more attention. Remember this one, the former Trump campaign manager, Brad Parscale, who was white. He was experiencing a mental health episode in his Florida home, as police recalled. Parscale approached police, not brandishing a broken bottle, brandishing a handgun. Yet in this case, police were able to physically restrain Parscale and take him into custody alive. The story I just shared with you, a black man experiencing a mental health episode and brandishing a broken bottle from a distance, was shot dead by police. And do you really have to ask why there are people in the streets of America demanding fairness and justice?